Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, Al, I spoke with Walt Anderson in the command center in New York, and what they're telling me, they did not get our enhanced video that we showed the ball touching the finger. What they had was the raw feed from our cameras, and it was not clear and obvious to them that it touched the finger.
Controversy last night, a very clear muffed punt, should have been a fumble. They got wrong.
Yep.
They brought in the rules analyst to say, they got this wrong.
And explain it's because we have better views than they do.
Than New York.
Which, how is that possible?
I don't know. They didn't get it. The game was in Seattle. Maybe they mailed it.
Carrier pigeon?
Yep. Happy Friday. Hey, listen. Bills playing on Monday night means that you get... It's like adding a day to the week. You get Sunday. Sunday is going to roll around, and Sunday at 2 o'clock, I'm going to feel like the most productive person on earth. Look at all these things I've done with my Sunday.
Productive?
Yeah.
Why? You're just going to sit in front of the tube and watch?
You can do a lot of stuff and then still watch football. When the Bills don't play on a Sunday,
yeah,
the things you can get done, it's unbelievable. It's like a free day. It's kind of like a three-day weekend.
I will have three screens working at the same time with every football game I can get my hands on.
It is a good Sunday. It's going to be a good red zone day.
Yes, it is. And we get another London game.
Yep.
So a nice long day of football, starting with, Bears and Jaguars that we talked about earlier?
And you're going.
And I'm going, so I'll be in New York. Never mind. Right, I will be golfing on Sunday. We're playing Bethpage Black on Saturday, and then we're playing Bethpage Red on Sunday. But I will definitely have the phone on Red Zone while we're playing. So I'll be keeping track, at the very least. Fantasy lineups. I might have to start Ty Johnson this week, by the way, and probably my number one fantasy lineup. And I don't know. Is he the starter? We talked about it with Sal earlier. I might bet that he is. Might be my pick. But this week, what's the best game on Sunday?
Washington-Baltimore.
Okay, yes.
Isn't that
absolutely
by a mile?
Yes, I think it is. The over-under in that game is 52.
By the way, all the over-unders are creeping back up. Offense is back up. Touchdowns are back up. Had a lull, and it's heading back in the right direction. I don't know if the Bills Bills Jets will do that, but
Bills
offense is coming back.
Third lowest over-under of the week, I think. Fourth lowest of the week. Broncos Chargers is lower. Steelers Raiders is lower. And then there's another one in there. Patriots Texans maybe is the other.
All right, well, let's do it. Let's get to the Super Great American Football Friday Frenzy.
Football!
Super, super, great, great, American football Friday frenzy.
By the way, I'll have to figure out what the tailgate landscape looks like at MetLife on Monday. I don't think do they get rave reviews for the tailgate scene? Kind of an empty, giant lot, the whole area, I think.
It's pretty much what tailgating is, though. Standing in an empty lot with cars in it. So a full lot.
I guess that's true.
Jacksonville, Chicago, and London. Jacksonville is due to renew its London deal soon. It runs out. They have to redo their London deal.
Playing two games a year there?
Yeah.
Okay. Are they probably not going to renew it because they are pouring money into a renewed stadium?
No, I think they'll keep doing it.
They'll keep doing it?
If they get paid for it, they get paid.
Do they?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you sell a game to London.
All right. They are spending a lot on that stadium, though.
Yeah. Well, they're not getting a new stadium so much as they're redoing their old stadium.
Yes.
They're
gonna that's right.
Dress it up quite a bit. Anyway, Jags and Bears.
Caleb Williams is starting to play well. He started slow, and it's starting to come around a little bit.
How much of that is opponent? Because last week they played the Panthers, and everybody does well against the Panthers.
Okay, that's fair.
The week before he played the Rams, and it was 157 and a touchdown.
Yep.
Completion percentage was 74, but yeah, he's been fine.
Yeah.
This game,
but it looked bad in his first two games.
If Jaden Daniels is not in the conversation, do you know who the offensive rookie of the year is? Okay, Malik Nabers.
Malik Nabers. Well, if he gets on the field, yeah, right. He might miss another one.
Honorable mention though, Brian Thomas Jr. is the real deal.
Yeah. Yes, he is. He's awesome. He's lightning fast.
Yep.
He will run away from everybody.
I remember, you know, famously from the wide receiver train, my favorite highlight of the draft, most of it, at least Brian Thomas Jr., my favorite highlight of his was, there was a screen pass to Malik Nabers or to like a running back on the other side of the field.
Yeah.
It was thrown away from his side. I think it was a neighbor's touchdown.
Oh, like I remember this screen. Vaguely.
And Brian Thomas Jr. ran 80 yards to catch Nabers and throw one final block that he didn't even have to. I just remember thinking, like, that dude is A, fast. He's one of these guys like Tyreek Hill. When somebody else scores a touchdown, he's like, I'm fast enough to celebrate with this guy. I'm just going to go in with him. That's how fast he is. So Brian Thomas Jr. looks great, and the Jaguars, you know, they get a win here. They might think they can pull this thing out of the fire. So that's the early game. The single game in CBS, we will get Washington-Baltimore.
Nice. Good.
Look out, man. If Washington, who's going to stop them right now? It's kind of what it looks like.
Yeah.
You know what's going to stop them? Their defense is trash. But wouldn't you pick them to win the East?
I would pick them to win the East right now. If they win the East, does Daniels have a realistic look at MVP? Like, what if they're the 2 seed in the NFC?
Yeah. That's a good question.
The problem with him is they have an award for him already.
Rookie of the Year.
Right. But you can win two. You just have to have a historically good season usually. And you need everybody else to not be great, and that might be happening. Mahomes is the favorite for MVP right now, and he does not look good.
Well, if you have Derrick Henry this week, congratulations. And if you're playing against him, look out. Washington stops no one.
Yep.
That game, Washington games are great ones to have fantasy stakes in because the Commanders score points and they don't stop anybody. Houston at New England, Nico Collins out for several weeks.
He's on IR, so 4 weeks minimum.
Yeah. So Diggs and Tank Dell, see their workload go up in New England, and Christian Gonzalez usually erases whoever he plays.
And
so,
it's Drake May's first start at quarterback. So
New England's line is horrendous.
Yeah. I think that could go well. I know the line stinks and the weapons are really bad, but I liked May, and he can move around a little bit, and his standard's not going to be set very high. He just has to look competent with all of that mess around him, and I think that'll be a very good sign for them.
What's his over-under for rushing yards?
Drake May?
Yeah.
You're going to want to take it because he's going to be running for his life?
He will run for his life, and rushing yards only count when you actually run the ball. When you get sacked, it's not rushing yards.
Right.
So, unless he's doing kneel downs, I don't expect those. May can move. He was good athletically. He can move. He's not Jaden Daniels, but Drake May rushing yards, 25.5.
That's a healthy
that's
number.
That's a big number.
That is a healthy number, yeah.
25.5. Well, I guess I can't sneak that one through.
Yeah. No, they're
Holy
onto it.
Holy cow.
They're onto that.
Last week, Josh's number was 30 last week, and he did go over.
Are the Texans the favorite for the 1 seed right now?
No, Baltimore. Nah, Kansas City. Kansas City is. Kansas City's unbeaten.
Texas division looks
Kansas
so
Kansas City is... It's funny. Like, you know what the Chiefs are doing? They're getting away from the thing that, well, everybody eats, and they're just going to throw it to Kelsey a bunch. It's going to be Kelsey, Juju, I guess, but I bet it's the Chiefs. Their defense is still good.
They'll play later in the year. Houston, Kansas City.
Yeah. Indy and Tennessee, that's going to be Joe Flacco and Will Levis.
Is it going to be Joe Flacco?
I think so. Because I saw that Anthony Richardson was doubtful.
Okay. Flacco has looked better than... No, I think it's going to be Richardson. Rappaport yesterday, Richardson was a full participant in practice.
That's too bad.
So I think it's going to be Richardson. Yeah. I mean, that's what their season's about, though. Indy needs... Their whole year is about... Because they've been doing the Flacco thing, right? They went from Brissett, little Luck, to Brissett, to Rivers, to Wentz, to whoever, Minshew, right? Like, they just, one after the other. Matt Ryan was in there at one point. Like, they've done the Flacco thing. They need to find out how good Anthony Richardson can be. That's the meaning of their whole season. So they should play him, and he's going to play. But the Titans are not a good team, so they could win that game anyway.
Their defense has some good players.
Tennessee's?
Yep.
Yeah.
They've got a decent defense. All right. So
there's another. Isn't Arizona Green Bay a good 1 o'clock game?
Yes.
That's a good game.
I think that is a good game. That's in Green Bay. Oh, speaking of Richardson, one last point I wanted to make out. So Indy at Tennessee. Do you know this is Anthony Richardson's second career outdoor game in the NFL?
Come on.
Yeah. He only played four last year.
Yeah, okay.
It's his second career outdoor game.
Well, that's funny.
Arizona Green Bay. Kyler Murray having a nice season.
Yes, he is.
And
Jaden Reed is having a nice season.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
So Arizona Green Bay, that's not that bad. Like
four
that
and a half for Green Bay.
We are not getting that game. We are getting a more annoying game here.
Fox?
Yes. So here I mentioned we're getting Baltimore, Washington. I will definitely watch that over. Your other choice, the Fox early game, is Cleveland, Philadelphia.
Oh.
I mean, you want to talk about ugly and annoying teams.
That's bad. The Eagles are not fun to watch, but Cleveland is like, don't put them on television.
Yeah.
They should not be on television right now.
Cleveland, Philly.
Man.
Tough one.
Well, root for the Eagles, I think, because I still think the easiest receiver trade idea for the Bills is Amari Cooper.
But that's also the easiest trade idea for any team that wants to trade for a receiver.
That's
which
true.
Could be the Chiefs. Could be the Steelers.
That's true, but I want the bidding war. If he never becomes available, then I have zero chance of getting him. And the only way he becomes available, I think, is if the Browns continue to really stink.
Tampa, New Orleans, another Fox early game. Fox late game, most of the country gets Detroit and Dallas.
Okay.
You want the, well, we'll see.
Thanksgiving Bowl.
Can I give you the lock of the week?
Sure.
David Montgomery, anytime touchdown.
Yeah.
He scores in every game. And Dallas is terrible against the run.
They're like the worst run defense ever.
David Montgomery, anytime touchdown. There's my lock of the week. Detroit and Dallas. Detroit's a great offense for the most part. Dallas defense stinks.
Yep.
Should be a fun game to watch. The other game that most of the country does not get is Atlanta at Carolina.
Yuck.
Look for Kirk Cousins to throw for 300 again.
Darnell Mooney. He is a must fantasy play now at this point.
Yeah.
He's been good every game for them.
Would look nice on the Bills.
And then the Sunday night game?
Bengals and Giants, and maybe no Malik Nabers again. By the way,
that's a close spread, though. Bengals only by 3.5. Man, the Bengals, if they fall to 1-5.
They're 1-4.
They're 1-4 right now. You can't lose to the Giants if you're the Bengals. I mean, if they start losing, they're going to start talking about renting T. Higgins out to somebody at the deadline, huh?
Hey, for what it's worth, like Daniel Jones, he played the Vikings, went for 186 and two interceptions. Everyone's like, this guy's career is over.
Yep.
And since then, it's been fine. He didn't do well against the Cowboys, but Commanders, 178 is not great. But two touchdowns, no picks. Browns, two touchdowns, no picks. Seahawks, two touchdowns, no picks. 257 throwing. Quarterback rating of 109 in two of his last three games.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's giving them something. Six touchdowns and three picks on the year. His career high is 24 touchdowns. He's got six touchdowns in five games. Like, he's going to flirt with 22, 23 touchdowns. And I don't know if it's exactly like a reclamation project for Brian Daboll, but
yeah,
to get a win without Nabers was impressive.
Although,
did you think the Giants would
have... Are we thinking Seattle is maybe not as impressive as we thought?
That's right. That's right. But still, like...
And it was at Seattle. I don't want to take too much credit.
You're the Giants without one player that's transcendent.
Yeah.
Did we go into the year thinking the Giants would have better receivers than the Bills? Because they unquestionably do. With Nabers.
We might have thought that already.
Did you think that about Wandale Robinson?
And no, I mean, he was an interesting player, but he's not.
Darius Slayton.
Right now, he's great.
Slayton's never healthy. When he is, he's pretty good.
Yeah, no, that's right.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nabers was so exciting, though. And man, has he lived up to it.
Boy, he better get back in the lineup.
If you're redrafting like a rookie fantasy draft right now, he's going over Harrison.
Oh, for sure.
Like 100%. He might go, ooh, that'd be a good question. If you did a dynasty draft today, is he number one overall?
I would take him number one overall.
Number one?
What's the who's the argument for who's next?
Bijan? No, not Bijan right now, right?
No, Bijan doesn't get...
Bijan, Scott Pianowski told us his backup's outplaying him right now.
Mm. Yep.
That can't sit well with you.
No, it doesn't.
All the hype for Bijan.
So much hype. Could he not be the next Saquon?
Okay, so by that you mean he is flashy and fast and like muscular, right? The calves and whatnot, but
just, you know,
he's not actually that great.
He sure looks like there's a lot of ability, and then he goes to a franchise that's competent, and it's like, oh, well, he can score 4 touchdowns a game.
Oh, I see.
That's what I mean.
I mean, the Falcons are competent right now, aren't they?
They are. Things are fine for them offensively for the most part.
And he's not been like horrible. It's just, you know, the expectation for him is you are the best running back in football.
And he's not.
No, he's definitely not. Not yet, at least.
College football this week, Ohio State at Oregon.
Big Ten rivalry. Let's go.
Yeah. UB Bulls play home tomorrow against Toledo.
Uh-huh. What else is this week? I think Georgia-Alabama kind of already did this, but I bet it's going to even further this take on a Saturday, that the new playoff format doesn't kill the big matchups. The big matchups are still great to watch. Everyone cares about them. You still do have stakes because the bye is on the line between Ohio State and Oregon. Like, if you lose this game, you're probably not getting the bye. Or at least you're going to have a lot tougher time of getting it.
Listen, my entire
professional sports.
My entire college football existence is waiting for Ohio State to lose a game or two so they can't be in the playoff, only for them to be allowed in the playoff anyway. So now college football season is ruined.
But now you'll get to root against them when they play, Tennessee
now
in a playoff game.
I need Ohio State to probably lose 4 games to be kept out of the playoff.
That might be right. There's a 3-loss Ohio State get in. A 3-loss Ohio State might get in. You also have Texas Oklahoma this week, by the way.
Yeah.
Texas, number one team in the country.
803-0550. That's Super Great American Football Friday Frenzy. You can give us a call on the Sabres if you want. They had their home opener last night. Reviews. How about fan reviews of the arena? How it looks. The Jumbotron is legit. It is spectacular. Here's where you say, I don't care, I just want to win games. That's fine. 2 things can be true. The Jumbotron is amazing. It's very, very nice.
Jumbotron's amazing. The mural looks amazing.
Mural's
the food
great.
Tastes amazing.
A lot of good food options, more so than years past. I think the beer options could get better in there.
Okay.
But you got some choices.
They're getting there with the arena.
Listen,
the seats should really be next.
I didn't want to come in today and be the person that yells like some grown 45-year-old adult man, father of 3, about how the goal song is wrong. So I'm not going to yell about it, but it is unquestionably wrong. Kickstart My Heart is a miss. It's a big miss.
Mm-hmm.
Huge.
It does feel more like a song you would play as the game is beginning rather than a goal song.
You play it at a face-off in the second period with 9 minutes left.
Yeah.
It is played in every building. It's a miss. I've got a lot of people tweeting me about it too. Like, I cannot believe they chose Kickstart My Heart.
Well, you tweeted out the video of what they're doing in Seattle.
Yes. Yeah, so
and the fan engagement that you get from some other goal songs in the league, like, I don't know what you expect to get. I don't think you are expecting. I don't know how you get fan engagement.
People will shout out, whoa, yeah, because I don't think that's gonna happen.
I don't think they are. I think they're just It feels like a lazy choice to me.
I don't know.
I don't know about that.
It's hard to understand how it would be chosen.
It's a weird choice.
It's a fine song to play at the arena. It's got a place in every arena. If we're doing a song, arena song draft, something we've joked about before where, you know, you actually had to draft songs that you play in your building and no other team could play them, Kickstart My Heart would be like a top 10 pick because everybody uses it. It's akin to using Start Me Up for a goal song. You would never do it.
Yeah.
It's at every arena. You just never do it.
It'd be like drafting Josh Allen and then say, we're going to play him at safety. Just this thing is really good. You just are putting it in the complete wrong position.
It's definitely in the wrong spot. It's
yeah.
It's We Will Rock You as a goal song. Like, that's not a goal song. It's not what it's for.
Ooh,
Seattle,
might,
you mentioned, no, you're right, you're you right. mentioned Seattle. They're playing Lithium by Nirvana, and the cut-up has it where they scream, "Let's go Kraken," as part of the cadence of the song, and it's pretty well done.
Yeah. It sounded,
are you going to play it?
It sounded right. Awesome.
I would like to say, before we play this clip, I still think the name Kraken is terrible, but go ahead and listen to this clip. So this is Lithium. The goal has been scored. They're celebrating.
In Climate then, Pledge Arena with their two jumbotrons.
I like it. That's the goal song.
And Nirvana's from Seattle?
Yeah. Yep.
It's perfect.
Like,
it's perfect.
It's germane to the scene.
Mm-hmm.
It flashes the words on the board, and it's when they score, we will all yell together.
Yep.
And all that everybody that wants a good goal song ever dreams of is having something like Chelsea Dagger. It's all everybody wants in the world. You should be trying to find the next Chelsea Dagger. Hit or miss. Find a song that people don't know and turn it into. Isn't there a song by the Fratellis that became a goal song somewhere? The Rangers have theirs.
The Fratellis sing Chelsea Dagger.
Okay, sorry. Thank you. That's the one. I'm thinking about Hall & Oates, You Make My Dreams Come True for Toronto. Cheesy song. You could sing along to it.
The Rangers have The Whip, I think it's called.
Is that what it is?
By Loxley, I think.
Whoa. Hey. Like, that's all. I told you, I'm not going to be the 45-year-old adult who
writes about
goal songs.
Here we go.
But that's literally all anybody wants at these games is to all just sing and chant together. Now, we also need you to score goals to do it. But, man, it's just a miss.
I'm looking at a list of goal songs in the league. The Minnesota Wild do the shout song, the Isley Brothers version of the shout song. That you can't do that here because the Bills exist.
Right.
But the shout song's a great goal song.
Sure.
Right? The Bruins with Zombie Nation is a good goal song, right?
I would say that's terrible.
It's
been their goal song for like 20 years.
Yeah, that's terrible. The Patriots come out the Crazy Train. I mean, that's also awful.
The Blue Jackets do For Those About to Rock.
Yeah, because they fire a cannon.
They fire a cannon.
It's a big, giant cannon.
Yeah, that's right. Chelsea Dagger. Who else has got a good one here? Without Me by Eminem is the Red Wings. Is there a tie-in the Sabres could have done
Is Without Me, is everyone in the stands going, da-da-da-da-da, trying to get people to do that?
That might be right.
It's also a tie-in because Eminem's from Detroit.
Well, that's what I mean, right? Like, is that why they picked that? Because people, again, the goal is just to get people to sing along.
Yeah.
The shout song, why is it fun? It's because we all sing it. It's the reason it's fun.
Right.
And I just don't know. Maybe we'll all take to listen, if 19,000 people start singing Kickstart My Heart every night because there's a spot that we feel like it's right,
I don't know.
I take every single word of it back because all I want is the entire arena to know some words and sing them together. And I just think that the song has no potential for that.
I don't know. I don't know where that would even happen in the song, you know?
There's a whoa and a yeah, but it happens too early. It's not easy to nail.
Now, they are doing a different song for the Black and Red, though.
Right. The Woohoo song. You know what?
Is that better?
Make it do it for the whole season. Yes. It's way better. Yeah. Everybody can yell Woohoo. It's, you know, 1990s era Sabres and Senators, and everybody used it in the 90s, but who cares? At least people will sing along to it.
I bet you, though, I wonder if the season starts going. And
they notice
as we predict Kickstart My Heart, nobody's going to get engaged with it. And as if they start singing Woohoo and they're wearing the black and red, will they just quietly start playing that all the time if fans are into it? Because how could you not? You know, if the second goal song for black and red works that way and the first one doesn't, how could you not notice that and make that change? Just feels like it would be so obvious to do that. So maybe we will get a change. Maybe it won't be the whole year.
803-0550. You want to...
Or if they make the playoffs, then we're just going to love every little thing about them.
I mean, we could still... Let Me Clear My Throat was a terrible goal song throughout.
If they made the playoffs,
it still would have been bad. I just hate everything. I'm sorry. Don't listen to a word I say. I don't hate everything. Can I give you a quick stat on the Sabres?
Sure.
So Chad DeDominicis, they do the chart there at expectedbuffalo.com. The chart is the pace to make the playoffs. How many points do you need? Do you know what the goal for points this month was? How many points do the Sabres need in October to keep the pace? The pace is 95. How many points do they need this month? Answer, 12.
Okay.
How many remaining points are there this month? Answer, 14.
Oh.
To stay on pace, they guys win 6 out of 7.
I heard Bulldog say this yesterday. My goal, it's like my own moral victory for the Sabres this year would be to never this season have to say the sentence, well, guys, if they win 7 of their next 10, they're right back in it.
Yeah, I'd like to make the moral
just the goal for myself
to never once have to do the math. Right. Imagine that.
Yeah.
Imagine telling a Tampa fan you're doing math in the playoffs. Like, what was that?
Yeah.
What do? Well, you count how many games you have left. I don't get it. Huh? What's that? I'd like to not do the math, personally.
Right. But here we are in the fourth game, before the fourth game of the year already. Like, well, guys, to stay on the 95-point pace, we got to win 6 of our next 7.
Yeah.
Sweet. We're already there. We've already made it. I've already lost my moral victory goal.
803-0550. All right, we'll get some more calls in. We'll just, you know, chat about stuff. What else can we be mad about? Anything? Anybody mad about anything else?
I'm about to have like one of the best guys weekends of my life, so I don't think I can be mad about almost anything right
nice.
Now. I'm excited.
Yeah.
Golf and football. I mean, perfect.
What's better?
Yeah.
You going out for the Sabres game on Saturday night? You gonna go to a Sabres supporters bar there in New York?
What are the odds that there's any place in that entire metropolis of a city that has the Sabres game on it?
There's definitely going to be some. There's
Where? I'm going to find a Saber Panther game on a TV, but I could ask for it on, I'm sure.
Yeah, Kelly's. Kelly's Sports Bar, New York.
That's the one?
Home of the Sabres, Bills, Cubs, Bulls. Yep, there you go. Go to Kelly's.
Wait, it's like a Buffalo / Chicago supporters bar?
I got multiple Sabres bars in New York.
Okay. Sure. Maybe we'll go find it somewhere on a TV. Or we'll just go to Rangers versus Utah and go see what a real NHL game is.
Instead of that, why don't you go to a Panthers bar? Florida Panthers supporters bar New York?
No, yeah,
that
I don't know about
would be
that.
Fun to find. All right, we'll get a break and stop this nonsense. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.